Morning IELTS Supplement, Wednesday, July the 12th, 2017. The most regrettable majors in the United States. Many English majors wished they'd done something else. This major comes with major regret. More than half, or 54.3% of the people who majored in English say they are not satisfied with the choice of major, according to a survey conducted by career training site TradeSchools.net, making it the most regretted college major in America, at least in this survey, and many English majors say as much. The English major is closely followed by a fine arts major, 51.6% regrettable rate, and a political science major, 38.2%, as the most regretted. Meanwhile, accounting is the major people say they are most satisfied with just 14.8% say they weren't satisfied, followed by computer science at 15% and information technology at 21.1%. And people who graduate with degrees in science, math, or technology are the least likely to say that we switch career fields entirely. So what's going on with those who regret their English major? Some of this may be the earnings that graduates face depending on their major. People with a bachelor's in English earn a median of $53,000 a year, and fine arts, $49,000 a year, according to Georgetown Center of Education and the Workforce. And a study from policy organization the Hamilton Project shows that over a lifetime, English and fine arts majors earn less than $1 million. Meanwhile, an accounting BA can earn you a median of $69,000, a computer science degree $83,000, and an IT major $73,000. That adds up over a lifetime. The Hamilton Project shows that accounting majors were raking nearly $1.5 million in lifetime earnings, and computer science majors top $1.5 million earnings in lifetime earnings. The likelihood of getting a job may be another factor. A 2015 report from Georgetown Center of Education and the Workforce found that college grads with experience and major in computers, science, and math field had an unemployment rate of just 4.3%. Meanwhile, humanities and art majors with experience saw unemployment at 5.8%. Even worse, the future might not be all the bright for English majors. Some of the jobs many of them desire, like reporter or correspondent, the number of jobs in this field will decline by minus 9% through 2024, according to the government, and editor minus 5% have declining job growth. And other jobs, like teacher, only have average growth. Meanwhile, accountants will see 11% job growth, and jobs that are popular with computer science, like software developer with 17% growth, and computer systems analyst up 21% will boom. But don't shun the English major yet. Employers want grads who can write. Indeed, the number one soft skill that employers say they are looking for is good oral and written skills. And you can find plenty of success with a major, as Mitt Romney, Conan O'Brien, Barbara Walters, and Clarence Thomas have. Guess what? Contrary to popular belief, you are not entirely screwed out of having a successful career if you get an English degree. English majors get a bad rap in today's college debate, and it seems they always have. It is argued that their education doesn't provide the necessary skills required in today's economy. However, there are always exceptions to the rule, and many English majors go on to become highly successful people in business, government, and technology. We've included 16 people who prove that success is determined by your drive, not background. Click on the link below to see the full list of the 16 people listed that are extremely successful, but with an English major.